Let's look at dairy, and let's look what's happening in the milk sector in Australia and globally. The Australian dairy sector, this will come to no surprise as industry watchers and so many listeners as well, that ABARES predicts and the industry predicts that the decline in milk production will continue in Australia, that it had plateaued a bit over the last year, but likely to gradually keep going down for the same reasons as we've all been seeing for a while now. The fact that there are less and less dairy farms in Australia. A lot of dairy farmers, for different reasons, are deciding to take a good price from beef producers next door, are deciding to sell to a dairy farm next door, are deciding that their family aren't going to take over that farm and it's time to sell and move to the seaside or move into town. And we are seeing that contraction. There are less cows, there are less farms as well. It is not an uncommon industry process. We've seen it in the sheep industry to a degree. We've seen it in other industries, and that is where things are going. But what else is going to impact the dairy industry going forward this year? There are forecasts that the farm gate price, the price that the dairy processors pay to the farmers, which is basically worked out in the middle of every year and then stays for about a year, or that is a price that they cannot go below, that is likely to go down in 2024. And that may prompt some more dairy farmers to leave. And that may mean that dairy production and dairy cows goes down even further and continues the trend. We're also seeing the dairy processors saying they are competing with imports and imports continue to strengthen. Interestingly, Australia doubled its dairy imports between 2013 and 2023, especially in butter and skim milk. The processing side of Australian dairy is going to be interesting in 2024. The industry is preparing to see one processor, Saputo, really almost halve its operations in Australia, it's announced. So the impact on that will be closely watched, plus the impact of pricing. And whether if the slowing down or the reduction in processing could mean it has an impact on pricing. What about world prices? Well, world prices and what exporters are getting for their milk products and dairy products on the global market, they have slowed down too. It's especially because China has slowed down its demand. Chinese consumers in economic times and post-COVID as well, that has really slowed down. There is also changing competition out there. While the Americans might be lifting their output, and we have to think that the big competitors on the world dairy export stage are the US, New Zealand, and Europe, the Americans are lifting. New Zealand and Europe are interesting, and they are both slowly and slightly feeling the impact of regulations. We're seeing New Zealand slightly reduce its dairy production and its dairy cows and dairy acreage. Nothing huge, but a trend to watch closely, and whether it will be slightly less competitive on world markets in the long term. Same with the Europeans. We've all seen the European dairy farmer protests and whether that has an impact going forward. And we see European milk on the world market compete less. But for the time being in Australia, it will mean that products can be the same prices on shelves. It will mean we'll see more imports. It may mean that consumers may look more for some of the Australian products and at times be prepared to pay slightly more for the non-milk products, but definitely an industry to watch.